sharp drop in oil prices is keeping consumers happy at the gas pump. Many who heat their homes with oil are not benefiting from lower prices because they are locked into high-priced contracts. Nancy Solomon, a member station WBGO, reports.
Last summer, when energy prices were rising faster than the temperature, many consumers locked in their heating oil price for winter. Those prices range from $1.25 a gallon up to $1.40. But fuel prices are dropping, and a record-breaking warm November and December in the Northeast has pushed prices down to an average of $1.16 a gallon. Michael Ziv of Maplewood, New Jersey, says he's paying about 30 cents a gallon more because he signed a contract.
I feel sad and bad about it. So in the future, I'm going to have to calculate what is the best things to do before I commit myself into a plan of buying certain price.
That early commitment could cost Ziv several hundred dollars. But oil companies say it's too early for consumers to give up on buying fuel on contract. Mitchell Supreme Fuel sells heating oil throughout northern New Jersey and has been offering contracts for the past 11 years. About 60% of its customers sign up. Vice President Dick Owen says this is the first time prices have dropped during winter.
If we have anybody complaining, and we really haven't, they may call, but they understand what we're doing for them and have protected them so well in the past. And the fact that winter has just begun. So that price could well go up.
Companies like Mitchell Supreme guarantee the price the same way consumers do, buying oil in the spring when wholesale prices are the lowest. Mark Herr, director of the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs, says his agency watched fuel prices carefully after September 11th to make sure there was no price gouging. But fuel contracts are a bet that consumers make freely.
We do live in a society that gives a great deal of responsibility and latitude to adults to fashion their own contracts, and as long as those contracts aren't oppressive and unconscionable, then generally we take a step back and let you as a grown-up consent to the agreement that it is that you want to make.
For now, those who gambled that prices would continue to rise may feel they've made a bad bet. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Newark, New Jersey.